But I want to set this up properly. We've got Charlotte Iserby coming on, number two, Department of Education, head of policy, Department of Education under Reagan. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Eastern Establishment. She's quite accomplished herself in the Foreign Service and then coming back to here in the U.S. She went there and was at the highest levels and found out there was a plan to dumb everybody down, to break up the family. The family was the enemy. She's got quotes coming up to go over this because...
Okay, this is in a book called None Dare Call It Education by John Stormer. It's out there. It's readily available. And in the book, he quotes a meeting, and this has to do with UNESCO, you know, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, which is trying to dumb down the students of the United States of America. And it's talking about a meeting that was held in Denver in 1973 called the Childhood International Education Seminar. And at that seminar in 1973, a Chester M. Pierce, M.D., who was a professor of education and psychiatry at Harvard University, told educators at the meeting, quote, now here it is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a quote, Chester M. Pierce, M.D., every child in America entering school at the age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, and toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future.
Now, Iserby actually has that from federal documents. See these spies everywhere. And here in Austin, it's in Road to Tyranny, they hand out little credit cards of $200 per family member they turn in. It's on the local news. They run TV ads saying, kids, turn your parents in. What's in their medicine cabinet? He thinks all this, I mean, this is not normal. But that shows how they've grown up in it. And they're the good, you can tell he's on this little power trip. They're the social workers. They're going to decide. They're going to, you go get a degree and you get to run everybody's life and have your way with people. I've been there when the social workers are taking newborn babies from poor families with no criminal record just because they're too ignorant and poor and on welfare because the baby's blonde haired, blue eyed, and then get $300,000 for it. I've been there and I've cried my guts out. I've opened the door and seen the cops choking a woman into signing the baby over. I've seen hell. And I've seen them get on TV and say it's the law, you got to take shots through the health department. When there's no law, you got to take vaccines. And these punks will get up there and say there is a law. Bob, go ahead.
I think what the book my son had as part of his requirements is, you know, learning how to be a cop down at Sam Houston. This book was teaching the cop, was dumbing down the cops, Alex. What they were doing is they were teaching future cops of America that our criminal justice system needs to be gotten rid of, and we need to look at other countries like China and whatnot to figure out how to do things. I mean, this book was to dumb down the cops and attack the American jury system.
With Charlotte Iserby, head of policy, Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, herself quite esteemed, degrees and background, her in civil service internationally, and then, of course, her father, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, as well. Pretty high-powered family. From inside the intelligentsia, blowing the whistle from the inside out. We'll be talking to this dear, wonderful lady who wrote the bombshell definitive work, Deliberate Dumbing Down.
My book's been out for, since 1999. The most important quote, because it comes from Benjamin Bloom, Professor Bloom's behavioral psychologist, who really is behind the whole dog training method that is necessary for workforce training. And he died a few years ago, but he admits it. He says, the purpose of education in the schools is to change the thoughts, feelings, and actions of students. Folks, from what? From what the parent is trying to instill. From what the church is trying to instill. That's the definition right there, the purpose. Then he goes on to say, a large part of what we call good teaching is the teacher's ability to attain effective objectives through that means attitudes, values, and belief change through challenging the students' fixed beliefs and getting them to discuss issues. Now, there it is. And then you have the 1945 treaty, UNESCO. Kindergarten or infant school can correct many of the errors of home training and prepare for membership in the world society. It is in the family that children are infected with nationalism. And then you have Dr. Chester Pierce in the 70s, Harvard. Every child in America who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with an allegiance toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government that we have. Patriotism, nationalism, and sovereignty, all that proves that children are sick because a truly well individual is one who has rejected all of those things and is truly the international child of the future. Then you have major change agent, I consider him number one in the world, John Goodlad, schooling for a global age. Parents and the general public must be reached also. Otherwise, children and youth enrolled in globally oriented programs may find themselves in conflict with values assumed in the home. And then the education institution frequently, not often enough, I might say, comes under scrutiny and must pull back. And then he says, that was in 1981. I leaked that document that was in there. That's why I got fired. 1968, he says, an article on learning and teaching in the NEA Journal, his top educator, folks, behavioral psychologist, behaviorist, right? He says, quote, "The most controversial issues of the 21st century will pertain to the ends and means of modifying human behavior and who shall determine them. The first educational question will not be what knowledge is of the most worth, but what kinds of human beings do we want to produce? The possibilities virtually defy our imagination." Then you have Ashley Montague, aging juvenile, who regales teachers and other school people at conferences. This is way back in the 70s. Summed it up when he said, every child in America comes to school insane at the age of 6 because of the American family structure. And then Dr. Reginald Lurie, president of the Joint Commission Comprehensive Child Development Act, 1971. And after the break, I really would like to read what he said.
And let's double those footnotes for people out there. If they really want to research it so they can get it for themselves. Charlotte Iserby, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Stay with us. Short segment now, long segment coming up. Charlotte Iserby is our guest. Charlotte, out of the gates, in a nutshell, tell folks just a little bit about yourself who don't know who you are, what you discovered inside this, and then just continue with the quotes by the heads of academia, the heads of the, quote, education science in the last 100 years for social workers and people being trained to be social workers who, you know, go up on YouTube and say, I'm making all this up.
Oh, no, you're not making it up at all. I mean, I just wish that you were. There's such an extensive paper trail. It's disgusting. I mean, they seem to be pretty bright guys in some ways. They're sick. They're satanic, really. They're evil people who would do this to our children. But they have admitted, they truly have admitted what they're doing. And so much of that is in my book, and it's also, a great deal of it is on another website I have, too. I'll give both websites. The DeliberateDumbingDown.com is the website for my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, the 700-pager. The book is also... it's a free download if you want, but buying it is easier for people to read it. The website is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. That is a chronological paper trail over the past 200 years of what they've done. These are documents. Now, the secondary website is marvelous. It's called AmericanDeception.com, and those are original primary research scanned-in documents and books that very, very rare books and documents. The most important item on that, if you call it an item, but it is the Reese Committee hearings. Norman Dodd was the research director for those committee hearings in 1953 on the tax-exempt foundations. And I bought the 3,000 pages of the hearings. It was the only copy left in the country. The foundations had bought up all the copies after the hearings were abruptly terminated for obvious reasons. I'm sure your listeners understand why, because it's the history of the treason that was against America by the tax-exempt foundations. Testimony, total proof. So that website's great. There are 90,000 pages of marvelous research there, education documents, everything. Extraordinary documents in that at AmericanDeception.com. Now, going back, I'm going to, in brief, just tell you that when I got out of the Foreign Service in 1963, I got married. I was in the Foreign Service and with the American Red Cross for over a period of 15 years or something. And then I got married in Belgium, came back to the United States, became a school board member, went up against the change agents. I love it the way everybody's using the word change agent now. I might point out that I went through change agent training because the master teacher called me and she said, Charlotte, you're right on in your battle with on the school board against your change agent superintendent, and I want you to go for training. And she paid for me to go, and it was at that training where I really got on my white horse, folks. And I've been on that white horse ever since. And I will never get off. The horse is dirty as can be, but I will never get off because of what I was taught to do. Now, listen. Listen, Hart. I was taught, and we were all taught, and this was Ronald Havelock's change agent's guide, how to bring about change in your community and schools. And we were taught how to identify the resistors in our community. Now, and also how to identify the important groups in the community, like the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, the Garden Club, et cetera, nice people who really think they're doing such good work, and they've been taken by the change agents to get the change agents get them on board to support sex ed, drug ed, critical thinking ed, death ed, whatever, all the things that have ed hanging off the end of it, which are geared not towards helping your child be a good citizen with good morals and values and be an individual in this world, but are geared towards brainwashing them to be exactly the opposite, to be little utter chaotic freaks. And that is the goal of all those programs. So I was taught how to get those programs in and how to identify the resistors. Well, of course, I was a resistor. That's quite funny. I was taught how to identify myself. But then I went on again, and I moved on to the U.S. Department of Ed. And
stay there. Let's come back. Stay there. Let's come back and encapsulate that and then get into more quotes, what their plan is, how they dunned everybody down, where they're going. We're going to footnote again those quotes and go through some more of them for the individuals out there who just want to say that we're talking about space aliens. We're talking to the former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education. Not only was she skilled and intelligent, she came from a Skull and Bones family. It's one thing to go read the book that took her over a decade to write for free at deliberatedumbingdown.com, and that's wonderful that she's done that. But I suggest you buy the book the size of a phone book. I'd say half of it is just documents, the actual documents. Every time she makes a claim, there's not just a footnote. There is the actual document. I have multiple years' supply of food for my family. I've had it for 8 years. I bought more last year. I bought more this year as the family grows. It's freeze-dried, meaning it stores in very small places and lasts more than 10 years in climate control. Just 10 years if it isn't in climate control. Just 10 years. It's an insurance policy you can eat. It's high-quality food. Tastes great. And again, it's been freeze-dried. It's been reduced in size, so it's heavy, heavy sealed cans and containers. Super high quality. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable food company in the nation, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Prices are going to go up February 11th. That's as far as they can push out price increases because of inflation. And you know about some of the food shortages and things. So you know food prices are going up both because of inflation and that. So give them a call today. Get your order in now. And that number is 1-800-409-5633. Charlotte, going back to you, I want to go over the key quotes, the key documents, and in a nutshell, when they took over education, how they converted it, how they federalized it, and then some solutions. You've got the floor, but I want to hear more of those quotes.
Well, okay, Alex, I also want to point out you're correct. If people, I do have the book free on my website, and that's fine, but I found that people, I thought when I did that I'd lose sales on the book, the real book, and in fact it increased sales because people get tired of looking at the white screen, and so Alex, you shouldn't have any problem, with the book. And people,
well, there's something tactile about it, and you know, my stuff falls free as well, about being able to hold it, see it,
that's
share
right.
it, carry
that's
it
right.
with you. Yes, yes.
So anyway, we were talking about how the effort is not just to get the kids' minds, but it's the parents as well. This is an outcomes-based ed quote, because people might say, oh, she's talking about all those old quotes way back there with the UN and Brock Chisholm talking about the, you know, the psychiatrist General Chisholm, good friend of Alger Hiss, saying, we got to get rid of the conscience. We're going to retrain the teachers like little psychiatrists. They can go into the classroom. And people say, oh, I'm sick and tired of hearing all those 1945 quotes, right? Well, they're important quotes, folks. You see, the reason they shut up a bit lately is because they realized that we had their number. We have all those old quotes. But a recent quote is good because this was in 1981, I believe. It comes out of 1981. This is from one of the leaders in outcomes-based education, which we've been fighting across the country for ages, based on Skinner, absolutely Pavlov, slobbering dog, stimulus response. You know, I said Skinner, I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. And that's what they have to have that in. It's in now completely across the country because they need it for school to work. But this is a quote from John Champlin, terribly high up with William Spady and the whole crowd, American Association of School Administrators. This community, this is a program of theirs for outcomes-based education, direct instruction. This community effort should be designed both to re-educate and to renorm parents and the general public. Think of renorming the community the same way you conduct similar efforts in the school environment. Don't challenge the community. Co-opt them, okay? I love that. I think that's a nice quote because people get bored hearing the ones about the teachers, and that's really a very good quote. Now, I'm going to read another one, which actually is proof positive. When you have people saying, oh, you're wrong, death ed, sex ed, critical thinking ed, you name it, whatever, those things, the education that has education hanging off the end of it. Oh, they're for the good of the child, and the families should be really happy the schools are involved in that. Well, I got a hold, this is in Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, I happen to be lucky enough to get a hold of the journal called The School Counselor, special issue on death, May 1977. And it came, that's the American Personnel and Guidance Associates, you know, those nice guidance counselors that your children have access to. Quote, listen to this. The last goal is to help students, this is on death education, is to help students clarify their values on social and ethical issues. An underlying but seldom spoken assumption of much of the death education movement is that Americans handle death and dying poorly, and that we ought to be doing better at it. Well, they're probably talking about the fact that we believe in God, right? And that's poor. We deal with it very poorly. As in the case of many other problems, many Americans believe that education can initiate change. You're not kidding, can it? Now, here we go. This is a direct quote, and think in terms of what this says. This actually says that they will be using death ed the same way they use sex ed to change our children's attitudes and values so that children accept any sexual behavior, anything now. You know that's true. Now, look, they said it. Change is evident. Death education will play as important a part in changing attitudes towards death, in other words, getting rid of religion.
Well, that's so they can, and they even say, euthanize people, get people ready that it's a beautiful thing to have the state kill you.
That's right. And
now, since they put this in, suicides exploded. Now in town, 7 people killing themselves.
That's right.
Suicide cults on the web.
Well, the thing is, with death ed, they educate the children towards all the other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, whatever ism, everything except Christianity. But anyway, it says change is evident, and death education will play as important a part in changing attitudes toward death as sex education played in changing attitudes toward sex information and wider acceptance of various sexual practices. Now look, if that doesn't tell you that they have deliberately, that's why I love the word deliberate in the title of my book, they have deliberately gone after your children's morals and values and your family.
Now, again, it's not just that they're perverts. That's not the real reason. If you actually read the eugenicists who started the social working in England, then in Germany, then in the U.S. as it migrated, they say that by having people be promiscuous, lots of partners, getting people used to abortions and birth control, it's meant to reduce the size of the family, thus to also attack it and break it down, just like the Soviets did.
Well, that's right. And let me read this. Remember, I think the break came when I was doing Dr. Reginald Lurie. This goes back 1971. President of the Joint Commission, the Comprehensive Child Development Act. That passed by both Congress and the Senate in 71. We have that. That's why we have all these people coming into our homes, early age, taking kids away from us, etc. Now, he said, quote, he's president of the Joint Commission. There is serious thinking among some of the future-oriented child development research people that maybe we can't trust the family alone to prepare young children for this new kind of world which is emerging. The Soviets have long recognized the shortcomings of the family. That is one of the reasons they felt they needed to have access to the babies. During the first 18 months of life, the brain is growing faster than it ever will again. It is then also more plastic and most available for appropriate experience and corrective intervention.
And that's why they openly say in Europe and here that they want to get people on welfare so they get the children, and now they're offering even middle-class people, oh, let us take care of your baby. Let us pay the kids to stay late till 8 o'clock at night. I mean, this is the total takeover.
Well, absolutely, and it is. And I'd like to point out that in the U.S. Department of Education, I was there for not terribly long, 2 years, not quite, and that Department of Education is a Marxist factory. And thank God for Ron Paul. He's the only one that it constantly is talking about bringing it down. That's, if that was all he recommended, folks, he should be president for that. Because the future of our country depends on how our children have been educated as little individuals for upward mobility, having an understanding of the world, not trained like rats to go along with a new world order.
Now, Charlotte, I like to go back to the start because I've read all these quotes, and you're the grand expert on this. But I remember reading the National Association of Banks in right around 1900. I'm going from memory. I remember reading the National Association of Psychologists, psychiatrists in the 40s, where they said, Americans are the smartest, they read the best, all the inventions are from here. We've got to, they even use words like dumb them down, lower their horizons, constrict them.
Right.
Teach them to be cogs in the planned society. The middle class is going to compete with the social planners. They're upstarts. We've got to dumb them down, use chemicals, whatever we have to control them. They openly said they were going to do this just by making education boring and not making sense they do it. And they took us from the highest test scores way down. And I'm going from memory, but on that National Banking Association document about how we got to take over education and stop them from reading. I mean, you know, now they can claim it's for all these reasons, and you're four or five generations into cult-like teachers and social workers. A lot of them are good. A lot of them don't see the big picture. Even if they are good, they can't fight back much in the system. But we have their own words where they admit this was about taking control of society and dumbing down.
Oh, they, absolutely. And, you know, for those who really want a good document to show to people who say, oh, well, you know, things aren't so bad, the edge of schools aren't so bad. At American Deception, there's an entry, and it doesn't take much. It's about 8 pages. And go in there, folks, and just type into the search engine up there, Hignite, H-I-G-N-I-T-E. And you are going to see there a test on the Constitution that is about 12 pages long. This Kenny Hignite, someone at a conference in California gave this to me, gave me the actual test with Kenny Hignite's handwriting on it. He got 99 on it. This was in 1953 in Central California Public School. Go there, read it. It is the most difficult test. He had to name all the cabinet officials. He had all the Bill of Rights. He had to understand the Constitution, the three branches of government. He had to know, unbelievable, the protections, everything. And he got 99. Go there and look at it, and you know what you can do with that? You can cut and paste, and you can send that to anybody you want on a computer and prove to them this was America's public school system as late as 1953. So it was a deliberate, you know, from 1945 on, he just escaped it. 1945 on, that was the UN. Going to the UN, UNESCO, get rid of academics, you know, Brock Chisholm, the teacher becomes the psychiatrist. Then we have the agreements with the Soviet Union, Reagan signed, merging the two systems. All of that came after 45, but This was 53 before Hignite had been hit, when there were still very good teachers around. There still are some who try to do this. But look at that, because it shows how very deliberate this whole agenda has been to dumb down your children, to strip them of their values, to make them into the little new Soviet man, because everything in education has been Sovietized by now. Exactly. It goes right along with William Foster's book. He was chairman of the Communist Party USA in the 30s, buried in the Kremlin, and he said, called for a U.S. Department of Ed, called for getting rid of religion, called for putting in the scientific Pavlovian method, called for all of these things that are being taught in the schools now. And it's been done. It's a done deal. So all of those, your wonderful listeners out there who are homeschooling or who are in private schools that don't accept a penny of any form of tax money, federal, state, or local, those are the people whose children are going to save this country. And the public schools, I'm sorry to say it, because I'm a great supporter, always I have been, of public education, because it was the best system in the world. But all the money that's gone in, the multi-billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, from 1981 when I was there, the Department of Ed was $12 billion. Now it's $67 billion. And that's the centerpiece, the headquarters for distributing all the destructive anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-common sense programs for retraining teachers, deliberately ruining your children,
Charlotte,
making them into robots.
I want to throw a program note in here. I was on the message board, and professors and all these other people were finding all these other horrible quotes saying the family's bad, the family has to be gotten rid of, the family is a sickness, a disease.
Yep.
And then now it moved off of the PrisonPlanet.com forum. I can't find it in the subpages, and I can't find it in recent posts. Can somebody, because I know it grew full of quotes, and I want to go back and vet those and follow those back for an article we're doing. Can whoever was whoever has that page repost it in the recent post or post it at the top or something? Charlotte, I know you had other quotes you wanted to read before we hit that break 30 minutes ago. Do you want to read any more quotes you didn't have time to get to about the family being bad?
Well, yeah, I can read this. I think I didn't. This one is good. This is from Arthur. This may hook into what you were talking about. Arthur Calhoun's A Social History of the American Family. In 1919, there are three volumes, I believe, and in the third volume, he says, quote, "The new view is that the higher and more obligatory relation is to society rather than to the family. The family goes back to the age of savagery, while the state belongs to the age of civilization. The modern individual is a world citizen served by the world, and home interest can no longer be supreme. As soon as the new family, consisting of only the parents and the children, stood forth, society saw how many were unfit for parenthood and began to realize the need of community care." And he goes on there, if you want the rest
of the quote. That's it. What they did is, it wasn't a 1919 book. They took that quote, and then in the UT textbook I was looking at, when they were using there, University of Texas at Austin, it then went on to say it's the family's a disease. But you just found it, Charlotte. That's it. Aaron, she found it. She found it. Stand by. All right. We'll be, stay there, Charlotte Iserby. We'll be right back. Don't worry, we're going to expose the New World Order. DeliberateDumbingDownOfAmerica.com. It's now up on the shopping cart and the recommended books and videos at InfoWars.com. You can get in-game half price when you get the phone book size book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Every educator, every person that has children in a government education camp, indoctrination center. Now, again, we're four or five generations into this. The average social worker, the average teacher doesn't even see what's happening around them. In the founding documents right through the 70s, they were quite honest. They're still honest in higher level documents for master educators, special schools they're sent to, even above the master's and PhD level. And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Charlotte. So some social worker listening may not even know this, but it's the attitude, it's the idea, it's the guilty until proven innocent. It's the whole system of destroying families and making us all cogs in this larger system. The sodium fluoride in the water to dumb us down, now public. That's not even Scientific American admits that. As you said, the people now know this is going on. They don't know the full horror or the full details. But even George Carlin gets up and says the corporations, run the system to dumb everybody down. you know, when he talks about education. They test to see how much they've dumbed you down, then they lower the test bar. Charlotte, re-intro what year he wrote that, 1919, the name, because Aaron missed that.
Oh, you mean Calhoun. Wait a minute. I've got it here, I think. Let's see. I hope. Where is it? I'll have to look for it and give it to you when I find it, because I threw it away when you said that you that I found it. So I lost it, but I will give it to you.
It's okay. It's Calhoun, 1919. We got a bunch of books he wrote. We can find it and go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah, I can. I'll get it for you before this is over with. But I do. There's something very important in regard to the mental health testing and all of the. I found that for you. Here it is. Third volume, Arthur Calhoun's A Social History of the American Family, 1919. And I want to give Dennis Cuddy, you know, credit for this. Dennis has this in his Marvelous Chronology of Education, which I stole from him and put on AmericanDeception.com. I just got sort of his permission now. We're good friends. But that is Dennis's wonderful Chronology of Education. It can be purchased from Dennis, but it also is at AmericanDeception.com. And this is on page 14 of Dennis's Chronology, 1919, about Arthur Calhoun, A Social History of the American Family, okay? So anyway, let's give credit to Dennis. And also, I want another thing. I want, before I forget, we're talking about the justice system in this country. That's
we've only got a minute left, Charlotte.
Right.
Wrap it up.
All right. Hawaii Master Plan. That's page 85 in my book, and it calls for. It says right here, 1971. This says it called recent discoveries from the field of biochemistry. Suggests that all these drugs will improve learning, such as persistence mode. The application of biochemical research findings will be a source of controversy. When children become the objects of such experimentation, schools will be conceivably swept in a whole new area of collaboration and research with biochemists and psychologists to improve learning. This was planned. The Hawaii Master Plan, a lot of it is in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Get the book.
And that's that's the New Freedom Initiative.
Yes. It is. And any child that believes in God or doesn't like world government, is when he's screened, he'll be flagged. He's sick.
And again, it's because you can have no God but them. That's why they attack it. It's not because they're these enlightened atheists.
Right.
Charlotte Iserby, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. We will talk to you in the very near future. I want to have you back up in the next few weeks. We're doing a lot on education. God bless you for all your great work.
Thank you so much, Alex, and best to everybody.
What a great lady. We'll be back tonight live on the network, 9 to midnight, Central, retransmitted out on the network live, 9 to midnight, not live. And you can hear the streams going out right now. In 1 minute, we're going to come back, and you can hear the first and second hour, if you missed it, with key economic analysis. Go to Infowars.com right now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening.